You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks, the wives edition, kind of. We're just freshening it up.
I don't like it.
No slurp, because we have ladylike manners.
Definitely don't like it. But I am reclined, so.
He's a happy, happy man.
Yes.
Happy. What'd you think, Brother Wolven? Did you like it?
I loved it. Absolutely.
You would.
Yes.
It's
wonderful.
It's in a pitch you can relate to.
It is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I did see a thing one time, why men don't like to go to church, and it was because ladies do all the decorating, and a lot of guys feel that it's too feminine. Yeah, because you do all the flowers. A lot of times you pick out all the paint colors.
Yeah, but everything else
is
functional.
I did see that, too.
You can sit on a pew and listen in a microphone.
Yeah, but then you're looking at a bunch of flowers.
I read that.
I would say talk to the
funny
hand and get over it, y'all. Anyway, that's me.
That was a very manly statement. I like
exactly
that.
Exactly.
That's why auditorium isn't really very feminine.
Whoa. Got a lot of boats in there.
I keep wanting to make it a little bit more feminine. Than won't. Yeah. She won't
let you.
I won't lie. We're talking age-old questions and men and women questions. And we know that we will never figure you ladies out. It's just once we do, they change the rules. We go to sleep at night. They have a universal meeting, Zoom meeting.
Zoom,
it's okay. They got us figured out. Let's change it up again. What once was acceptable is no longer acceptable. What was funny is no longer funny. What was enduring is no longer enduring. And so then we wake up and it's all over. So what question, Brother Wolven, do you have for these ladies that we don't know?
Okay, so one of the things that I have accepted many, many years ago is the difference in shopping.
Ooh.
There's a big difference in shopping. Now, I used to, when the boys were little, I'd say, okay, we're going to do man shopping, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do man shopping. And so we'd get in the car and say, no, we're going to go to the Home Depot or whatever it is. And what do we need? A screwdriver, and we need some nails and some tape. All right, so what do we need? Screwdriver, nails, and tape. We don't need to run, so it is now 11:45. We drive, we park, we go in. What are we getting? Screwdriver, nails, and tape. And we get it purchased.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking briskly, but we're not in a hurry. We get back in the car. We get home, and it's like 12:03.
Mm-hmm.
That is man shopping.
Yeah, we call that hunting. Hunt. You go in, you slay it, drag it home.
There you go.
Love it. Ladies,
well,
explain shopping to us.
Well, I won't explain. I have a rebuttal for that, though. We know and understand man shopping. Do we not?
Mm-hmm.
We get that.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't choose to do that.
Exactly.
Right.
So we're not going to do that.
Because you don't want to be that efficient?
Because there's way more things to look at than just nails
right.
and this, that, and the other.
Because, see, if you just wander aimlessly through 8 malls,
mm-hmm. no,
you can find all kinds of things to freshen your house.
We do not. The thing is,
and
we don't wander aimlessly.
There's,
I mean, if I'm in the mall,
you have never wandered aimlessly.
I don't wander aimlessly, even in a grocery store. I go by exact sections of that grocery store, and there we are. And Dan was amazed that I could
man.
Figure this out.
This I was dumbfounded. Way back before we even had
we had little kids
cash cards,
right?
Yeah. It was either cash or check.
Yeah.
And so Denise says, I need you to go to the store. She wrote
we had
her
one
list
car, that's
out
why
in order of as you walk in the store
by aisle.
And here's all these items, and she hands me like $123.
Not really. 22 she, was more like
well,
it.
Well, no. I mean, it was
back
a big
in those
list.
Days.
It was a big list. And I think the kids were sick, and so you didn't trust me to watch the kids. So, I mean, it's
might
like,
give them
here's $123. And I'm like, what if it's more? She goes, It won't be. Matter of fact, you should have about $2 left over. And I mean, it was like $121 and some cents. And I'm like, wow. I was amazed.
Impressed.
Yep.
Ruth doesn't like to really shop for herself. She shops for other people. And if you go shopping with Ruth Denise, she's going to find you 23 new outfits that are just awesome.
There you go.
For you.
Awesome. I'm in.
And she will come out with nothing. Maybe one thing.
It saves you a lot of money.
You do.
And I like to shop for others.
If there's grandkids involved, it's over. It's
yeah,
all
grandkids,
about grandkids
are good. Yes. I love Amazon lists, though.
Yeah, Ruthie's not really the Amazon lady yet.
No.
I like those lists.
I have ordered
they all
a
have
couple
them a list.
Things now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I like that.
I'm definitely a list person, though, too.
And
if I go to the grocery store,
Ruthie usually goes directly to the clearance center, which I appreciate as well.
I hate pawing through a clearance thing, though.
Oh.
That drives me crazy.
Oh,
I'm not into
it.
That.
She loves it. If she can find one thing in that 1,200 item bin, she's like, yes. I found it! I found it!
The trophy of the day.
That's what it is. All right. So, ladies, what would be your answer then to why you like to shop that way?
I guess for me, sometimes you might see something that's really good that you didn't even know
right.
you were looking for.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. I did not know I needed that.
That's right.
So, but I do need that.
In my life now, I need this. Yeah.
But you can also see sales, like buy one, get one free.
Right.
Two for da 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 da.
Yep.
And that's, you're going to want to cash in on that.
Yeah.
We have lived on a little budget, y'all.
Everybody needs two Apple Core peelers that also makes these little faces in the side of pumpkins. Everybody needs
no, those
two of those.
That's multifunctional. You guys should appreciate that.
It's because the grandkids are coming over.
We have lived on budgets all our lives.
Yes, we have.
So because of that, we have learned that we have to figure this out.
I find, too, in the winter, it's just a good way to get some steps in.
That's true.
Denise has never been a spendthrift. Never, never, never.
No,
so
no,
no. I'm more now.
So that makes
so
shopping
really
even worse. Because you know you don't have the money. You just wander around looking at things you can't get.
I know you get depressed.
And that's why to me it's like, this is a waste of time.
That's why I've never been in
but
an
IKEA. But
it's
not a waste of time to walk.
I've never been in an IKEA yet.
Oh, no.
My daughters-in-law want me to go with them.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for daughters-in-law and granddaughters because now there's somebody that can go shopping with her, and she can have fun.
And have lunch. And actually choose what we want to, not have to just rattle off a McDonald's menu.
They're thinking about changing the name of Dollarama at home to Dollar Ruthie.
Yes.
She loves the dollar store. You're there a lot.
Have they changed
I don't mind
Dollar
it.
Tree?
Well, it's a $1.25 tree now.
Yeah, I know.
It is. Everything's a dollar and a quarter.
I remember it used to be a five and dime store.
Yeah. Imagine a dollar and a quarter. Wow.
Yep.
Now, I will say, I will say this, bragging on my husband a little bit here. He said, as we've gotten older, he now will tell me, you go in and look. I'll just wait out here in the car. And I used to always feel like I had to really rush, but
well,
now
it's because
he'll just,
I told you I had 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now he'll just put his little headphones on, and I don't feel like I have to rush as much.
There
I'm
you
just,
go.
Awesome.
Dan's always been good about me going places and doing things because he knows I don't try to
ever
overspend.
Since I put the recliner in the car.
He does recline the seat. When I come out, he'll be reclined.
Put my feet
that's
up on
true.
The dash. It's awesome.
That's true.
Dan would be asleep.
XM radio.
Something.
XM radio changed my life.
Yes. Yeah.
Now
that's
I can
true.
Listen to something good and wait at the same time. It's awesome.
I get that for his birthday every year. It's probably great for both of us. Yeah.
Okay. Who's got the next question?
Oh, we have a giant list.
Okay.
Go ahead. Lay it on us. We got the answers.
Okay, Denise, you want to do the first one here?
Oh, number one. Oh, man alive. Here we go. Why won't men read directions before putting something together and after their mistake, just keep going. So, why don't you read directions?
You got to answer that because I always do read directions. I am not mechanically inclined. I have a logical mind. I do not have a mechanical mind, so I have to read the directions and do all that stuff. And every once in a while, I'll put something together and miss direction 13, and then I've got to take 24 all the way back to 13 and put it back together again, right? But it would be because I missed it, not because I don't want to.
I don't want to brag, but he does do that. He will look at a direction book.
Yeah. I never used to look at directions because I'm a man, and I should have innately within me the ability to put things together.
And I will say, I find you quite handy. He's really good at putting things together.
Usually you say handsy.
Handsy, that's true too. Yes,
there you go.
No question there.
This is a family program.
Right.
No, but he is really good about putting things together. You know, if I need things put up, he's very good with tools. He owns lots of them. And
well, if you're going to do the job, you got to have the tools.
Yeah, so he is really good about that stuff.
And I would say that you're an incredible decorator. Not so good with the restaurant choosing, but really good.
Back to that again.
I have learned to go to directions because the way they build things now is different. Whoever engineers things now should be shot.
Speaking of IKEA.
If you just ship it properly, you'd only need 3 steps. But because they have to be so packed in such a unique way that it is something else.
The engineers who engineering furniture and stuff like that today are not putting the things together.
I am going to have the joy of putting together a gas grill in about a few days. I just got a notice that it was shipped today. So
you better hope it's while I'm still here.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's a lot to that.
I know.
I know. I'm worried.
Two-man job.
But he always does really well. So I don't want to jinx him. Unjinx immediately. So, but he put all my end tables together. And
it takes me longer.
All of that. My coffee bar. He did great.
So. Chairs.
And the chairs. Yeah. I forgot about all
those.
And
my desk.
Why? Oh, that's right. And my desk.
And the end tables.
That's right. All of them.
Well, Al's goal is to build his own recliner. So.
No. I'll leave that to the professionals.
He's going to wood carve a recliner.
No. That's
made of solid wood. Oak.
No, me and Lazy Boy, we're friends. So I guess to answer that question, it feels very self-fulfilling and very manly if you can put something together without instructions. I feel much better if I can do it on my own. Like, I should be able to, you know, how hard can it be? I mean, there's only 2,700 parts. I mean, I should be able to figure that out.
Exactly. Well, and you read a review and some guy says, I did this thing in 30 minutes, blah, blah, blah.
He's
lying. You're like, wow, that's awesome.
It's funny, when he started traveling a lot, I thought, I don't want to always have to wait for him to get home to do stuff. So I started YouTubing everything, and it's amazing what you can put together with YouTube.
Right. You can.
The sound went out on our old TV.
Yeah.
And I followed YouTube directions to put a new sound card in it.
Yeah.
Which would have been just chucking on the tree lawn before, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
and then you could sort of hear it.
Turn it up to like 95 and hear it go.
That new sound card was probably the price of a new TV.
Yes.
Wasn't that bad.
Could have got a 60
inch. Like 60 bucks, something like that.
I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Whatever the item was, but took quite a while, but the sound was never what it used to be.
Well, I've gotten to that point in my life where if I look at the instruction and it's too much, I'm just hiring somebody. I can't afford the time.
I think I'd pay somebody to put something together, you know, if it could come that way at times, just to save him the time and grief of nonsense.
Yeah.
So, but he's very mechanical.
No.
Until the grill's up,
I'm not logical. I'm not mechanical.
Yeah.
Mechanical guys are like Al, who don't even want directions. It's an insult.
Yeah,
me, I need
it's a challenge to him.
Yeah. I just want him there for reference, just in case I get stuck. Okay, here's my question, ladies. When do we get to have the temperature the same in the house for long extended times, periods of time?
When you guys get on warfarin.
I'm on warfarin.
He is the answer. When you're on warfarin together.
My blood's thinned out.
Right, and
we're
good. And we run like 2 miles before coming in the house. We're nice and warmed up. Okay, we're about the same.
We've switched. I'm usually warm now and he's colder. He used to always be, I was freezing and he was warm. And we've kind of, we've traded places now. So.
I got to tell you this story of somebody, and it put in perspective for me. So a couple that we both know from Cleveland Baptist, it was wintertime and they're driving to church, snow all over the place. And the husband, you know, keeps turning the heat down, and his wife's turning the heat up, and she said, you need to keep this up. And he said, why in the world do you need it so hot in this car? And she said, now, he's driving in a suit, suit pants, mm-hmm. suit coat, an overcoat over a suit with right. gloves on, and she said, how about you sitting over here in your underwear?
There you go.
And he went, and he turned the heat back up.
Exactly. We don't have all that.
That's what it's like, sitting in a dress. You sit over here in your underwear.
Yes.
And he went, okay, turn the heat back up. No, that
message
clicked.
Received. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of ladies complain in church that it's always, you know, it's always so yes. cold in here in the summertime, so cold. Yes, yeah, because a guy in a suit is regulating the thermostat.
Yes.
There you go.
Wow. And usually we're up yelling and jumping and running around and going, man, it's hot up here. Yeah.
We'll be sitting in the house and Ruthie will say, it is so hot in here. And I'll say, no, it's not. It's not hot in here. It's just that you're hot. And we got that.
Exactly. There you go.
That's a whole different.
She hasn't do anything for that a compliment.
That's not
a compliment for
that's
me.
The next podcast.
Yes, turn the heat up to 84.
Look at me. Do I look hot?
Just to get a compliment from you.
Right. Oh, I wonder why she never said it's so cold in here.
I have become so changeable. I'll be sitting and going, it is freezing in this place. I'm working at my desk. And for some reason, at the house, the vents make the bedrooms a lot colder than the living room. And Denise will just be normal, and I'll be, it is freezing in here.
Yes,
I'm like, I'll put it up a degree. I am burning up,
and you put it up 1 degree, and it's like, what has happened here? Do we have Hades?
That's me. I have a very small comfort zone.
Yes.
I wish they had the decimal points on the thermostat.
Yeah.
69.3. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's put it at 69.7.
Somebody needs to invent that. That would
be have
perfect.
A fan in about every room of our house now, at least one. Mm-hmm. In our bedroom, we have at least 3 or 4.
We've never gotten used to running fans.
Oh.
Like that.
We have this 52 blade over the bed. And then we have to have a little portable fan on a little table across.
All I know is when they turned it on high, the foundation almost cracked.
I know.
Getting ready to raise off the
floor. We elevate right off the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, but you keep our window open all winter. We sleep with our window open all winter.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there will be like frost on the inside of our windows.
You are Canadian.
Oh, I love to see how cold we can get in there.
Oh, my
and
soul,
and you just throw
man.
Another quilt on top. Oh.
No, thank you very much.
We have to sleep with our little hats on.
Oh, yeah. Well, when your nose starts to stick together because it's frozen, then you know it's a little too cold.
Yeah. Time to close the window.
Then we turn all the fans on.
I wouldn't know what. Okay, 15 restroom breaks later. I'm not getting out of this bed because it's 5 degrees in here.
You don't want to get out, that's for sure.
Yeesh.
You get out, you run to get back.
Well, that's where he has his recliner toilet.
With a heated seat.
Yes.
It's functional.
It's functional.
Don't look too good, but it's functional.
Very functional. Very functional. Love that thing. Wow. Who's got the last question?
Goodness. Oh, why do men have to pass everyone on the road?
Yeah. Because they're idiots.
No one knows
how
to drive.
With the exception of when there are police around.
I said that Sunday in church. I said, you know, I've noticed that everybody else on the highway is an idiot.
They are. No one knows how to drive in this world.
Well,
but
they don't merge in Columbus very well. I can tell you right now.
That is my pet peeve.
Here's my absolute. I'm doing a lot of traveling now, so here I see it all the time.
A little road rage.
It is. I road rages. It's not always. It's not always. But a large percentage of the time, there is a lady in the left-hand lane.
Yes.
Everybody knows. The left-hand lane is for people that drive.
Speed lane.
Speed lane.
Yeah.
That's the passing
lane. Unofficial speed lane.
Right. If somebody comes up behind you and you can see their lights approaching, you get out of the way.
Yep.
Let the guy go.
That is if you're alert and aware of what's going on.
True. And so you get behind this person, usually with long hair and makeup. Today,
that doesn't mean much.
That could be whatever.
And they just sit in that lane. And you're like, in Canada, you flash your lights to let people know, hey, get out of the way. I'm coming up.
Ooh.
You flash the lights.
You guys are mean up there.
No, we're very kind. No, hey, I'm coming. I'm coming. It's just snow, so you can get out of the way because I'm going to run you over. But if they don't get out of my way. I get right
behind
them.
It's right on their
them.
Tail.
Oh, man.
I can read the small print.
You're going to be a dead man one day.
That's okay. What I say. Don't do it when I'm in the car with you.
It'll be worth it.
And not with your grandkids.
No, never with the grandkids. Yep. No, I don't do that. It's only one by myself. I did see a thing the other day. It's a digital sign you can put in your back window. And you can put a message on there. And I want to get that so bad. Yes. And get in front of that person and put, get out of the fast lane or something. You know, like, you know, learn to drive. You'd probably be a police officer or whatever. But,
exactly.
Oh, that just infuriates me. No, I drive fast. I know that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I think a lot of preachers do. The old joke was faster, faster, catch the pastor. I always just felt like I had to get there.
I never heard that.
You never heard that? I just felt like maybe it was just my people said that.
It was local to one church.
Yeah, I just felt like I got to
get
there.
I used to always laugh about that. I'd say, you are so hard to follow. Because, you know, he weaves and he goes fast. And so a light will be yellow and he'll speed up and go through it. And then there's like two people behind him supposed to be following him. Well, now you're going to have to run the red light to be able to follow.
Yeah, before cell phones, it was like, hey, I just follow me. And some pastors, I mean, they're going 20 miles over the speed limit.
Holy
I'm like,
cow.
I don't want to do this. And then they blow through lights. You know, it's red when they went through and they think that I'm going to follow. And they don't, they're oblivious and they're gone. And I have
Are
no
you talking
idea
about my
went.
Dad?
Yeah. No, no.
So he was.
We all know.
But
he
now
was like
anymore,
that.
I'll always say, "Okay, where are we going?" And I put on my phone, right. So I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, GPS helped a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep my speedometer on the highway 6 to 7 over, and that's all. If I don't use Cruise, I will be going way fast.
Yeah. Well, and you're in the left lane, and I'm coming behind you.
Yeah, no matter the way, because I see it coming.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So your idea, the answer to that question is, why do men have to pass everyone on the road?
Yeah, it's
is
a dominant,
because they
dominance.
Are too slow.
Yeah.
That's it to you.
Yeah.
They want to be in first place.
The speed limit, and I guess in Canada and the United States, the speed limit is posted, and everybody knows that most police officers are going to let you go about 8 to 10 miles over that speed limit. In Canada, it's far more. Like I can
it's kilometers.
Kilometers.
So.
Yeah. But I can
well,
do,
the saying here in the States is over 9 and you're mine.
Yeah.
So
right. In Canada, it's posted at 100 and most people drive 130.
100
kilometers. Yeah.
Let's go there.
So we're doing 18 miles an hour over the speed limit. And I've driven 18. By police officers, they wave, "Hey, have a good day." Yeah, you can really go. So, and then so when I come down here and I have to adjust to, you know, just 7 or 8, whew, it's a real sacrifice.
I sometimes get funny looks because I have my helmet on, though.
Her full leathers with the, you know,
my
Evel jacket.
Knievel outfit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You look
so
good in it, though.
Generally, I want to get where I'm going.
Right.
And I want to get there in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm mad at people who are in my way.
And
yep. Making me drive the speed limit.
And we've usually left it to the last minute to go. I don't.
You got it all mapped out. But
yeah.
Not him.
I'm usually.
He's
early.
Usually 2 hours, yeah. And he'll still. Let's go.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, yeah, because you got to be an hour early or you're late.
Yeah.
Unless that's another.
It's that
podcast.
Internal clock.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Right.
There
well,
it is.
We're getting older. We only have so much time. We can't waste. I don't want to miss anything.
Time is getting short.
I don't want to miss.
That's
anything.
Right.
So
Jesus is coming, people.
Can we ask the other side of that question?
Oh, we can do that on Friday.
Why women react?
Yeah.
The way they do as we're driving.
We never do that.
We'll get the answer to that on Friday. Let's leave that. That's a good cliffhanger.
That's
right there.
Ridiculous. We never
like
do that. We don't react.
Okay, we already know where this is going, don't we? I'm Al Stone. I'm with my lovely wife, Ruthie. And we're having the time of our lives with the Wolvens. Are you having the time of your life, honey?
I am. I always love it when we're with the Wolvens.
That's
it's so
right.
much fun.
Okay, Denise.
Ruthie and I have a great blast.
This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm with my wonderful wife, my bride of almost 43 years now.
Right.
So, and we do enjoy all of our time together, and
that's
especially
right.
whenever we're with friends.
And in the car.
And the Stones, too.
Wow.
What an ending. It's never ending.
Denise, I noticed you haven't changed the curtains for a while. Maybe
yes, exactly. It's been a
actually,
whole...
she changed them last
I
night when we were coming
night.
In.
Yeah, it was
a new beach
a...
motif.
That's right.
Yeah, very sandy over there. It's very sandy.
That's right.
This is Tim Talks. We'll be back with you on Friday with these lovely ladies. But we'll be back to our regular introduction on Friday because...
Number 1,000 is coming up.
I know. Get ready.
How can they view it?
They're going to view it. You're going to listen to it on our regular. We're going to put the audio out, but we're also going to put a YouTube link to follow, and we'll get that to you.
Awesome.
It'll be at Al Stone on YouTube, and you can find it there. It'll be great.
Looking forward to it. I can put it on my archived NCBC channel, too.
You could. We could put it everywhere.
I don't think I've put anything on there for 15 years.
Yeah, then we probably won't.
But it's there.
All right, there you go. This is Tim Talks. We'll be back on Friday. Have a great day. Catch us on Friday.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.